San Antonio's public theater has been reeling since the coronavirus shut its doors. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan spoke with its CEO, George Green.
The public theater, once the San Pedro Playhouse, has seen plenty of tough times.
This organization has survived two world wars and the Great Depression.
Still, he acknowledges these tough times are unlike any of those.
We're actually still a fairly small nonprofit, and we operate, as you just said, 60% earned revenue, 40% unearned revenue, meaning donations is the other part of it.
When the extent of COVID-19 became apparent, the bottom fell out.
We saw a 90% reduction in revenue on March 13th.
By March 15th, rehearsals stopped and productions were suspended till undetermined later dates. Green and the theater's board decided layoffs and salary reductions were quickly needed, though he declined to go into detail.
We went with it extremely early on, and I think because we were, you know, some of the first to do that locally, it was sort of shocking. But now, of course, nationally, you look around, and I mean, that's just happening everywhere.
He developed a three-tiered effort in the interim to pay bills and plan for a return to the stage.
So the board is taking care of a third of our need. We have the Ovation Society, which is about 100 members, and these individuals specifically invest in the theater for its sustainability, and so we've asked a little more of them.
He's hoping the last third of that will come from the general public. When the pandemic plays out, the public theater is planning to mount the production that was back then in rehearsal.
Our plan is to make sure that we launch the production of Bright Star. You know, that show was ready to open.
He also plans to produce the spring plays that coronavirus prevented if it runs its course in the next couple of months.
It's an interesting and challenging time for sure. Yeah.
I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.